or which sports team she rooted for. I told her what we'd shared the past few weeks was fun, but that it was over. 2 days later, my place was broken into, and nearly everything I owned was destroyed. Bleach was poured over my couch, bed, and clothes, and my laptop and TV smashed. She was currently in police custody, and I'd been crashing on a friend's couch while I tried to figure out my next move. My landlord had decided I was too much trouble and served me an eviction notice. Working 12-hour shifts didn't exactly allow much time for house hunting. Dick, good Dick, made women crazy. It turned women's hearts into a frenzied mess, causing them to declare their undying love and latch on. I couldn't continue to unleash that kind of chaos. I needed to buckle down and focus on my education and my future. I had to declare my specialty and apply for residencies for next year, and I was already pushing the deadline as it was. My mother and older sister were counting on me. They were what really mattered, not chasing women. It was a no-brainer. My nights inside the silky, warm perfection of a woman's most tender place were done. Until I graduated and landed a job, anyway. Mom and Allie had sacrificed too much. I'd worked too hard, winning scholarships and keeping my grades up. I couldn't lose it all now. And I had the sinking feeling that that was exactly what might happen. My nose had spent too much time sniffing out pussy and not enough on the grindstone. Sure, thinking with my dick had been fun while it lasted, but it wasn't worth losing everything. Now I had to buckle down, put my Ivy League education to good use, and hope it wasn't already too late. Yep, the new Canon Roth was going to be level-headed, in control, and most importantly, celibate. I'd just have to settle for swabbing the insides of 70-year-olds like Mrs. Thurston with a giant Q-tip. Not nearly as satisfying, but it was about to become my way of life. Sitting down on the stool across from my patient, I typed a few notes into the laptop. If only all patients could be as easy as you, Mrs. Thurston.
Did you just call me easy?
She winked. I did have my hand up your skirt after barely a hello. I grinned back at her. The attending physician's eyes widened, but Mrs. Thurston merely laughed, a deep, throaty sound that made me grin.
Thank you for that.
She reached one wrinkled, age-spotted hand toward me, and when I placed my hand in hers, she squeezed.
I haven't had a doctor take the time to treat me like a regular person in a long time. You'll make a great physician one day.
I accepted her compliment with a smile. It wasn't the first time I'd been told my bedside manner put people at ease. And if I couldn't have fun with my patients, there was no way I'd survive the 12-hour shifts and lack of sleep. It could be brutal sometimes. As I walked into the hall after Dr. Hazlitt, he said something about running cultures for a preventative screening, and I nodded. Then a cute nurse winked at me, her gaze dropping to the front of my scrubs, where I was certain the outline of my dick had her mouth watering. I was 2 seconds away from leading her into the storage room for a quick fuck, when my brain snapped into action.
Shit. I'd made my celibacy vow not even 5 minutes ago and was already tempted to break it. What had I been thinking? Clearly this idea was doomed to fail, which meant I needed a replacement. Something I could actually stick to.
I smiled and walked straight past the nurse as I started concocting a new plan in my head. There would be 3 simple rules to follow if I needed to get laid. It could only last one night. No names would be exchanged, and no phone numbers either. Following those rules ensured it would be a one-time thing, and the woman couldn't go falling in love with me after. That meant no fucking the pretty nurses at the hospital where I worked. Feeling the tiniest bit more in control, I rolled my shoulders and checked my watch. Still 2 more hours until my 12-hour shift ended. Just then, my phone vibrated. I reached into my pocket and skimmed the